This is Our Town for May. I'm Bob Snedden, filling in for George Henry a little bit this month. Right now I'm talking with Lisa Utz. She is the Special Programs Director at Sisa School District. And Lisa, thanks for coming and visiting with me on Our Town.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Could you just maybe tell the listeners, what is a Special Programs Director?
So I am in charge of all the federal programs. So that includes special education, Section 504. It also includes all the title programs. So Title I, which is for school districts that are serving students primarily in poverty, as well as Title III, English learners. It's a pretty broad spectrum of programs.
You deal with the kids themselves, but you also have to track the money too, don't you?
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
And not
and
alone.
And the law.
That's mm-hmm. probably. Last time we talked, it was almost a crisis, it seemed like, at times. Schools deal with kids with special needs up until they reach a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Then school districts don't, not only, they don't have a responsibility to provide services, but the worst thing is, even if you wanted to, you couldn't get any funding to help pay for it.
Exactly.
So you've been working for the last several months on expanding adult services mm-hmm. for kids who have aged out of your system. How's that going?
It's going well. As with anything that big, it takes time. However, I've made some good connections. I'm very inspired by some different models that I've seen around the state. And I really feel like we're at a point where I'm just going to qualify this and let you know that I'm not a person that sits still very long. And so
I have noticed that about you.
It takes me very little time to try and formulate a plan. So I do have a current plan for next steps. One of the things I want to shout out is as of last August, there was an event that kind of started up a program here that's a classes and social program through a brokerage. It's called Allies by the Sea. And that was an initial, you know, great step. And they are continuing to do great work. And so there are opportunities if there are adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities that are interested. Allies by the Sea. And I can share the website with you.
Okay.
So
and
they are ongoing.
And that's for any age.
Or is it 18 primary? Or over.
18 or over, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have their classes now. We figured out a partnership with LCC. They have some classes there that they're doing, and it looks like they may have some at the casino. They're using different locations locally to support.
Now, you reached out to me, and you said you want to kind of give an update on that.
Yeah.
But what else did you want to talk about?
Well, I'm excited. I'm really excited, and I need help.
Okay.
So here's what I'm excited about. What I've seen across the state are some partnerships between local nonprofits that kind of grassroots grow up in the communities with these larger brokerages that are working with DHS and with DD Services. Sorry for all the acronyms and all the different. It's just quicker. The truth of the matter is for small towns, not the larger cities and towns, but the small towns, we need to have a local support group that's going to be sustainable, that we can create some kind of partnership around that can help us manage times like we did during COVID where we lost a lot of services for our adults with disabilities. What I'm trying to do is take what they put together, their models for their nonprofits, and I have some people who are letting me steal outright, which is genius, right? Right. I would like to start having some conversations and discussions. I want to create an event, I'm hoping in June, where I'll be able to invite as many partners and as many parents and as many people who are out there in the community as want to join in with me, even if all they want to do is be part of the brainstorming to come up with ideas. I have a systems level brain that I understand all how to put all the organizational stuff together. I can probably figure out how to put a 501(c) together. Never done it, but I'm sure I can figure it out.
It's pretty complex, having gone through it a couple times myself.
Yes. Luckily, the connections that I've made, there's a group in Silverton called Silverton Mainstay, if anybody wants to look at that program. And there's a partnership in Lincoln County through Exceed Services that partners with a local group called Beach Buddies. Actually, that group, if anyone is interested in traveling, I believe that any of our folks from Lane County could go and attend their events. And they have dances and beach walks and all kinds of different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to back up just a little bit. You mentioned the term brokerage, and you're mm-hmm. not talking about an investment firm.
Nope.
The way I understand the context you're putting it in, a brokerage is an outfit, whether a nonprofit or a group of some sort, that knows and navigates all of the requirements and the funding sources and in turn puts together and offers services for the clients,
yes,
they will call them.
Exactly.
In more than one necessary community.
Exactly. So, yeah. The difference between a local group and a brokerage, the main thing is that a local group would primarily be volunteer. Mm-hmm. It would not be asking to get paid for anything. And we wouldn't also have to then navigate the rules around what the brokerages have to follow, yeah. right? So they work through DHS, the Department of Human Services, and they can receive funding for their clients if they're doing that individualized work with them. What I'm looking at is a partnership between any brokerages that might be available to people here in Florence, having a local group that would just be volunteers. And we would do more of a social thing. We would do more of like the dances and the fun things where people can get together and make friends and be together. So the local coalition would be, we would fundraise on our own and we would be volunteer primarily. It would be a nonprofit. And so getting together a group that is committed enough to stay with it long enough that you can then grow the next generation of volunteers and that kind of thing so that you keep it sustained by having a really good program that leads to more interest. You know, kids who are in kindergarten right now, who 10 years from now might need those services, yeah. those parents might come on board as they get to be, you know, to
Lisa,
that point.
Lisa Utz is the Special Programs Director at Sisal School District, and she's talking about developing and offering services for people who age out of her purview. How many people in the community do you think we have that need these services, Lisa?
That is a really hard question, and it's one that I would like to create some kind of survey to get a better sense of that. Over the years, the number of students at Sayus Law who are people who experience intellectual or developmental disabilities has grown quite a bit. Our programs at the school district right now, we have about 30-plus students who are in those programs that will eventually become adults in our community. As far as the current adult situation, it's been sort of hidden. And I have to say that that is another thing that inspires me, is that when I discovered how poorly the bigger agencies were helping rural communities provide services for adults, I was shocked, to be honest. And I thought, we've got to do something to change that.
Yeah, I do know that you've talked in the past about you know how many you have mm-hmm. Under your wing right now that are nearing the
threshold.
The threshold.
I do know at the ice cream social last August that Allies by the Sea, there seemed to me to be a good 30 adults who were there with their caregivers or other people, some of whom I recognized as Sayus Law grads from the last 10 years or so, others that may have been from up north in Yahats or other locations because they're serving a central coast yeah. area.
There is a definite need.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if we only had 3 or 4 or 5 or 10, isn't it worth it? I mean, isn't it worth providing a successful and meaningful life for someone after they leave our programs? I think it is.
All right. Lisa Utz, the Special Programs Director at Sisal School District. And Lisa, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. And just to give a plug, if you see the notice for the June meeting, please attend.
All right. And it'll be something casual, I'm sure.
Yes, very casual.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. More Our Town coming up right after this.